Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pelicans pick is in at number 7. Jeremiah Fears, the Oklahoma point guard, joining the squad. And after that, it was the Brooklyn Nets getting Igor Demin with the 8th overall selection, followed by Colin Murray-Boyles going to the Toronto Raptors. And Charlie, unfortunately, the Houston Rockets selecting Kamen Malouche, the guy we've been talking a lot about, but he'll end up going to the Phoenix Suns,
right, in a proposed trade with the Kevin Durant situation. Cedric Howard, a similar story here. He goes to the Portland Trailblazers with the 11th overall pick, but that pick is apparently being traded to the Memphis Grizzlies via a report by Shams Charania from ESPN.
Charlie, now we're going to be joined by Aaron Summers, Pelicans TV host and reporter. Aaron, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
I'm doing great. I'm over here at Sidecar. We're having a Pelicans draft watch party. There's a ton of people out having a good time. People are excited about the new era here for the Pelicans.
Yeah, we've been talking about a lot about that. Not new faces, new regime, also leading the way with Joe Dumars. Just your initial reactions to the pick of the Oklahoma point guard, Jeremiah Fears, joining the Nest.
I think it's really interesting. I think a lot of people thought with the rumored trade with Jordan Poole, you kind of had a point guard coming in, but obviously, that hasn't been confirmed. We don't know what's going to happen there. So going and getting a point guard in Jeremiah Fears, especially somebody who is so adept at getting to the rim, he's really good at setting up his teammates. It's a really good game inside. He shot 43% last year, although outside he shot 28%. So that isn't a really big part of his game, but he is very good at setting up his teammates, getting to the rim, and then getting to the free throw line. He shot 85% from the line last season. He's young, but as he continued to play throughout the year, he became a starter, started the last 30 games of the season, and then continued to improve all of his statistics in every category, whether it was points, assists, or rebounds as the game went on. So I think he's somebody who's still improving, and I think he has a lot of upside. I think he's going to be a fun person to watch. It's just his handles, the way he moves on the floor, and his ability to get inside.
You know, Aaron, talking about Jeremiah Fears, the word that kept coming up throughout the pre-draft process was the word dynamic. And just with the ball in his hands, he could just create. And you talked about the free throws that he made. He's obviously put in a lot of pressure on the opposing defenses throughout his time in Oklahoma and his freshman campaign. Just want to get your thoughts on, you know, maybe being a ball-dominant player, but being the point guard and being the maestro of an offense.
I think that's a huge thing that the Pelicans need going into this season, because you have DeJounte Murray, who he brought in last year to be the floor general, and now with the Achilles tear that he had towards the end of the season, looks like he's going to be out until probably All-Star break of next year. You need somebody that's going to be able to come in and facilitate. And the way he moves on the floor, I mean, his footwork is phenomenal. I think that it's going to be a really good component alongside people like Trey Murphy, who can get the ball from outside, or even getting in, coming back out with the playing off of him. You don't know if he's going to start per se to start the season, but I think that there is a lot of room for him to mesh with this team in the way that he, I mean, primarily looks to set up the people around him.
Aaron, now we've seen the team add a guard to the roster. Coming up with that pick at number 23, is there a position you've got your eye on?
Oh, I think that maybe you need another wing. We have obviously a couple centers that are working, obviously trading away potentially Kelly Olynyk with the trade with CJ McCollum. It's interesting because how many young centers do you want to have? So maybe they go that route. I think it's one of those picks where you see how the board falls and you go with who you rated the highest. And at that point, you hope it's somebody that can come in and contribute. Because you look at last season with Eve Macy, selected 21 overall, you thought he was a developmental player. And he came in, started the second game of the season, and yes, due to some injuries, but he changed the way the Pelicans played. Going into last season, they thought they were going to play a lot of small ball. But you have Eve Misi, who's shown his growth so quickly that you wanted to find a way for him to play. And they started playing a lot of a big man, too big. And that was not what the Pelicans thought they were going to do going into the season. So you never know. Like 21, 22, 23, like it is kind of a toss-up as far as how the board falls. But you can find somebody that has a lot of potential and can be a game changer for you going forward.
It's a pretty wide range of opinions on Fears in the pre-draft process from folks that cover the draft. Mm-hmm. The people that like him, like the dynamic ball skills, you know, being able to control an offense and be a maestro in that sense of the word. But also the detractors talk about the defense, the size, this smaller kind of guard. Just want to get your thoughts on that side.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because when Joe Dumars came in, he really put a big emphasis on defense and playing tough. And if you look at Spears, he obviously is not afraid of contact. He drives extremely hard to the rim. That's how he gets to the free throw line. But you hope that there is going to be that improvement on the defensive side because that's not his strength. It's something that is very hard for rookies coming into the NBA to learn that side of things. And when you look at head coach Willie Green, he is adamant about you being able to defend before really giving you a lot of playing time. That's why we've seen players like Jordan Hawkins, Trey Murphy, spending a lot of time in the G League before they got minutes, consistent minutes for the Pelicans. So definitely an area that he's going to have to attack. And hopefully it's something that comes along around quickly. Again, he's a young player. He showed a lot of improvement over his last season. So hopefully there is that upside and that growth on the defensive side quickly for the Pelicans.
Aaron, thanks so much for joining us and enjoy the rest of that Pels draft party. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, definitely. It's a little hot out here, guys, so I hope you are a little more comfortable in there and looking forward to hearing from Spears. You know, the guys will be in town this weekend, so it's a fun time.
Appreciate you, Aaron. Thanks so much. Pelicans TV studio host and reporter Aaron Summers joining us there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.